Well, hello, this is Thompson Smiley with one of those incidents where I take something from my monthly column in the Louisville magazine, Smiley's Picks, and take it into the WOL studios and go live today with Ben Moore, who's a composer, and David Roth, who is the general director of Kentucky Opera. And we're going to talk about the Composer's Workshop, which takes place Tuesday the 4th. So mark your calendars quickly. Actually, mark your stopwatches quickly, because it's Tuesday the 4th at Comstock Hall at 8 o'clock. Perhaps, David, you'd give me a bit of background into what's meant by a composer's workshop.
Absolutely. Thank you, Thompson, for bringing us here and giving us this opportunity to share some background information before the concert tomorrow night. We are really thrilled to have a composer that came to town in 2009 in the second installment of the Composer Workshop. The Composer Workshop came out of a partnership with the University of Louisville School of Music and Music Academy in St. Francis in the Field, an idea that the three organizations wanted to connect to relevant contemporary composers, connect to them not just with our students, but with our community, and give the composers an opportunity to experiment with new works, to develop new works. When Ben Moore came in 2009, in the fall of 2009, at that point he had just sketched out some scenes of this new project, an opera based on the novel by Isaac Bashevis Singer, Enemies, a Love Story. Those scenes we presented with our studio artists performing, as well as students from the University of Louisville. We performed scenes on Comstock Hall, and we invited a prospective librettist, Nama Sandro, to come and see the scenes, and she was so inspired that she and Ben developed a partnership at that point and spent the next year and a half working on this piece, completing it, writing it out, sketching out the completed opera, which, Ben, if I may ask, I think you finished about 6 months ago?
Well, in a sense, but the revisions have been taking place all through the summer, and
even
some just a few weeks ago, even some yesterday and the day before.
Of course, so. And probably more to come after this process that we go through tomorrow night on Comstock Hall, as this orchestral
Absolutely.
Reading of the piece, the first public orchestral reading of the piece, again performed by our studio artists this year and students at the University of Louisville.
Ben, I want to jump in here and ask you, why do you need to workshop a piece? Why don't you write that thing and produce it?
Oh my gosh. You know, when you study the great composers of the past, it astonishes me that they didn't do workshops, and I don't know how they got away with it. But for the kind of piece I'm writing, which is very tight dramatically, there are 25 scenes in this two-act opera, and there are many very intense events that have to segue in not only dramatically but musically and in every other way. It cries out for workshop, and until I see something up in front of me and my librettist, we can't really tell.
It is, of course, a trick question, because most composers through history have had some form of workshop built into their works. I mean, take a piece like Faust. It exists, I think, in about five or six different versions from the one originally done at the Opera Comique.
Yeah,
Carmen
true.
Has been through many metamorphoses. Even Puccini's Madama Butterfly, which you would think sprang fully formed from the creator's brain, had at least four rewrites, I think, before we arrive at what we think is the echt
That's
version.
That's very true.
So yeah. What is the true value to you then as a composer? It takes it out of your mind and into a third dimension, or what?
Sure. I mean, 3 or 4 days ago, I heard the orchestra for the first time, and on every level, it's been informative. You know, is the balance between the instruments what I had in my mind? I'm working on a computer program that gives me a synthesized version, but it's never close to
I was going to
live.
Ask you that. There are modern tools, which I imagine do help in some way, hearing your music and your
very helpful, mm-hmm. but the human expression, when that comes in, it's a whole new kettle of fish.
And giving it over to a third party to really interpret not just the notes on the page from the musicians, but from the singer's standpoint as well. You know, singer's emotional transition from one moment to another. Is this measure correct? Is that enough time to do this transition? What that third person is feeling or experiencing, is that what Ben, the composer, had in mind when he wrote that particular piece or that moment?
David, I want to address, if I may, as an impresario, as a producer, presenter of opera, and try and keep the world weary tone out of my voice when I say some of us have been going to new American operas and new European operas now for 40 or 50 years, and not a single opera, basically not a single opera in the last 60 years written in either Europe or America has established itself in the repertory.
Not in the standard repertory that we think of, overwhelmingly those top 10 operas that we see again and again and far too often. And I'm a huge fan, as well as so many of my patrons are, of the top 10 operas. But we are not going to survive on those top 10 operas. And the reason for the composer workshop, the reason for investing in projects like this to develop new works, is because if we are to survive as an industry, we need these new works, and we need to find a way to not just relate our audiences to them, but to relate our companies to them, to relate our artists to them, but most importantly, to give the composers a tool, the opportunity to work these pieces, to work these new works before they get on the stage. It is such an expensive venture to produce a fully fleshed out opera on stage, that so many of the new works that you and I have seen over the last 60 years, and I'm just close behind you on that one, but so many of these works come and go because they never were given the time before the big flashy premiere to flesh out the problems, to work through considerable problems in the composition or the libretto that could have made sense in a revision later on.
Yes, except that I think, Ben, there is a serious issue, is there not, that around about the time of the First World War, creative artists went off in one direction and the audience didn't. I mean, it doesn't just apply to opera. I mean, look at the situation on Broadway, where it's another revival of Funny Girl or another Brit import, that some of the vitality in American music making seems to have graduated, has it, or migrated to the popular field. Yeah.
And that's been a long discussion for decades about this. Why did it split up, and what does it mean that classical music, so-called classical music, is some other animal? I think a lot of contemporary composers, me included, have tried to address that in a sense by bringing in different forms into the classical. In my music, I'm trying to combine elements. I'm combining many elements in this particular piece. It is very melodic.
Yes.
My opera is a series of melodies.
And yet one hears conservatoires where you get the back of your fingers wrapped with a ruler if you dare to write a melody. If it's not atonal, which, you know, for most people means excruciating, it shouldn't, but it does. If it's not atonal, then you're not doing your job properly.
I think that's changing a bit, but it is still prevalent. For people who go through the conservatories and study composition, that mindset is still there, and it's still there among, unfortunately, impresarios and people who are producing too, because they want to feel sophisticated and cutting edge.
They're scared to write anything. The critics are going to poo-poo as pandering.
Yes, but my thing that I say over and over is it is much harder to write something truly melodic, which isn't trite, which is fresh, which speaks to a modern audience. Accessible is not a dirty word to me. That it can be is just as difficult or more difficult to achieve.
Oh, I think it's far harder. Yeah. I think it's also far harder to direct an opera in the style and with the mores and cultural ethics of its premiere than it is to set it in a New York diner or on board a spaceship. I think being authentic is the hardest thing in this bloody world. And you just got to fake it until you make it.
Yes.
David, tell us again the hard nitty-gritties. It's one night only, so we have to capture
it's
these
only
people
one
while
night
we can.
Only. This is, the first orchestral reading with singers from our studio artists of Kentucky Opera, as well as students from the University of Louisville School of Music. It will be performed at 8 p.m., free concert at Comstock Hall on the campus of the University of Louisville in the School of Music.
Tuesday, October 4th.
Tuesday, October 4th.
Thank you both very much indeed. Ben Moore, composer, David Roth, impresario. We've been talking about tomorrow night's Composers Workshop, October 4, 8 o'clock at the Comstock Hall. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Thompson.
Thank you.